the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Wolverines are tough customers. All the members of the weasel family are, and of course, wolverines are the largest of the weasels. When I've been in the field in the Northern Rockies with wolverine biologists, I'll admit I've been struck with awe for the survival of such tough creatures, both the wolverines and the field biologists. So how tough is tough? Well, when researchers set a trap for wolverines, it's made out of logs, big logs. Wolverines range over large areas of snowy, mountainous habitat with a scarcity of winter prey. A new study published in the Journal of Mammalogy suggests wolverines take advantage of their chilly climb, however, using crevices, boulders, and snow to refrigerate food, such as elk carrion and ground squirrels collected during more plentiful times of year. The cold chambers protect the food from scavengers, insects, and bacteria. By reducing the need to hunt, stored food allows mothers more time with their cubs, which is especially important from February to April when wolverines are lactating and food sources are reduced. Understanding why and how wolverines exist where they do, and the various adaptations they've evolved to eke out a living, will better inform population management strategies and conservation of the species.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.